I'm Delta Work, and it's time for Very Delta. Nicole Page Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia is here. But first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M. Oh. M. Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Oh, like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Page Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who upholsters her dining room walls in ultra suede. But first, let's get into some things that are very Delta. So let's talk about how to pick the best public restroom for you. Because there's options. There is a time and place for every kind of public restroom. And even if you don't want to use it, because let's be honest, none of us want to go to the bathroom in public. But sometimes you have to. So there are times and places and reasons why you would want to be using a public restroom. Generally, this is going to be because you're out away from home and you don't really have much of a choice. You're not going to make it home. Ideally, you would sort of budget your time and you would say, like, I'm going to go out and do these activities. And by this time, that's when I'll probably have to, like, you know, my iced tea will have run through me, or my coffee, or, you know, maybe a meal. I don't know what's going through you, but at some point you're going to have to do, at some point, because at some point you're going to have to use a public restroom. For my money, the best place to use a public restroom is at like a hotel. If you can go to a hotel that has drive-up parking and has a definite check-in desk and a lobby, there is going to be a public restroom adjacent somewhere in there. So you walk in, and don't ever make eye contact, by the way, with anybody that works a desk. You just walk in like you know what's going on. And if you've ever stayed in a hotel before, like a Holiday Inn or a Residence Inn or something like that, you kind of know the lay of the land. They're all pretty basic. And you just kind of walk in like you know what you're doing. Find that bathroom. They're going to be cleaned and maintained because these places obviously service people that are there for conventions or just their regular guests. You're going to find a bathroom that's going to have toilet paper, seat covers, hopefully, generally, I've always found a door. And also, you know, soap and water to wash your hands. That's the goal, is to find a place like that. Another really, really great option, and you're only going to find this really during normal business hours, and that is like a medical office or a dental office in a strip mall. They have no idea who is coming in as a patient. They're filling out forms at the desks. They've got people running around. You just walk right in like you know the place. You go, oh, there's a bathroom right there. And if somebody happens to say something to you, which they're not going to, but if they do, oh, I'm waiting for someone. Oh, I'm just waiting for someone. Oh, I have an appointment. And then you just go use their bathroom. Another option that you can select, which generally is going also during not just regular business hours, but store business hours, would be a Ross, a TJ Maxx, a Marshalls. For my money, the best option in there, even though I'm a Ross person out of those three, the better bathroom is generally going to be at the TJ Maxx. So I would really suggest that. There's something, I heard somebody on TikTok say that there must be like diuretics or something in the air, especially at TJ Maxx, because you constantly have to go to the bathroom when you're there. Maybe not you, but me. Also, these places, even if you don't have to go to the bathroom, it's a good idea if you're already shopping in there, just to go peek in the bathrooms. Not to peek at people and that are doing their business, but just get an idea of like, oh, Now I know the lay of the land. I may have to use this bathroom at some point. I'm somebody who has spent the past 20 years driving to all of my gigs. So I live in sort of a central area in Los Angeles in the suburbs, but I've been known to drive in a given week to Palm Springs, you know, obviously into West Hollywood, to San Diego, to Riverside. So I know the lay of the land. I know where there's bathrooms, what's going to be clean, what's going to be closed at 3 o'clock in the morning, what's going to be open at 3 o'clock in the morning. And along the way, listen, I don't know where y'all live, but where I live, we have Chevron Extra Mile. That is usually going to be the go-to for the bathroom because two things happen there. Number one, they're generally open 24 hours. And the second thing is that in those bathrooms, the doors are what they would say, like they're open to anyone. So it doesn't have like a men and women's. It's just like these bathrooms are open to whoever. They're equipped the same way. They have the same amount of toilet paper, the same amount of everything. So those are options. And the nice thing about them is that they are generally one person at a time. So you go inside, you lock the door, you're in there. Again, I'm not going to say all of these places, especially a gas station, is going to be the cleanest place in the world, but at least you're going to be in there privately if you have to like line the seat with 500 seat covers and like blow ass. Like that is going to be your option. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Also, a grocery store is a really good option over a 99-cent store. A 99-cent store, a Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, all of those places absolutely have bathrooms that are equipped for customers, but they're not open to customers because they already are really, really lacking in, you know, enough of a workforce or employees. So the employees have to go unlock those bathrooms. They no longer leave them open because people steal. So they don't want to have to deal with it. So they just say, we don't have bathrooms available anymore. So if you're at like a Trader Joe's, that's a really good place. If you're at a Whole Foods, Sprouts, any regular grocery store like a Stater Brothers, the Stater Brothers bathrooms are always going to be in the back where like the vegetable, the produce area is. You just go back there and those are really, really good options. You know, when all is said and done and you're stuck somewhere in the middle of the road and you're like, I have to go pee, you may have to just pull over to the side of a gas station and pee wherever the dumpster is. And if you have to go number two, I'm telling you right now, it hasn't happened, but I have equipped my trunk with those collapsible little, they're like collapsible caddies that you can carry. You can put stuff in. I've put some wipies and toilet paper and also some, beach towels in there that I bought from the 99-cent store in the event that there is an accident in some way. It has not happened and it's been equipped that way since I had that accident at Soup Plantation. I like learned like, what if something like this happens again and there's no bathroom? What are you going to do, right? But I mean, I also keep a change of clothes and like a shaving kit in my bag, but that's just me overthinking everything. But you never know. I mean, even if it's not going to the bathroom, maybe you throw up or maybe you get sick. You have to be prepared for these things. Listen, you're not going to be 20 forever. One day you're going to wake up and you're going to be 47 years old like me and not incontinent, but certainly needing to know like a floor plan of where you need to go to the bathroom if you need to go to the bathroom. I'm not going to shit in the car. At least I hope not. I am not going to. Oh, you can also pee in like a Crystal Geyser bottle or like a Poland Springs bottle if you're like in New York or something. You can definitely do something like that. I think that works really, really well. But really mapping out for you, 9 to 5, go hit up a doctor's office in a strip mall or something like that. Any time of the day, if you have access to, you know, a decent hotel where you don't have to like leave your car in valet, if you can just like pull your car to the side, like, oh, I'm checking in. Sorry, I'm checking out the toilet because I have to blow the toilet out. Like, and then you just leave. Like, you don't have to ask for permission. You have to ask for permission at other places. I don't know if Bath and Body Works, by the way, still does it, but they used to have bathrooms in some of them. And also, this is like an extra like secret. There's a store called DXL and it's Destination XL, and it's a big and tall men's clothing store. They have a full bathroom by the dressing rooms at every single location, and they're gorgeous. There's clean, there's that right lighting. So if you're having a moment where you're like, oh, my bowels are not going to be right, you want to go there. You can find one of those locations. They're usually in strip malls as well. I don't know about Sam's Club, Costco. They probably do. I've never asked. I've never gone in. Hit up Joann's. Joann's has clean bathrooms. And they have a little message board too, where you can like go up there and find out about the classes that they're teaching. Joann's and Michael's. Those are good ones. But I would just be mindful of these things. Because, you know, like I said, I drive to Palm Springs. I can tell you everywhere to go to the bathroom along the way because I've had to go over the past 20 years. I've stopped and been like, oh, we're being rerouted. Oh, I know where there's a bathroom. Stop at Dowling Farm. There's a bathroom there. Stop over here. There's a bathroom there. And also, you know, Chevron Extra Miles and AMPMs. Those are good too. AMPM and Chevron Extra Miles will have fountain drinks. So once you void your bladder, you can go get yourself a whole new drink and you can choose crushed ice or cubed ice, Coke and Pepsi. There are people who are anxious about using a public restroom in a restaurant or a bakery or a hotel, anything like that. I'm going to tell you like this. No one is going to say anything to you if it is unlocked and available, specifically because nobody wants to have a conversation with a stranger about why or where they need to take a shit. No one has the nerve to go up to somebody and say, I'm going to deny you access here and I need to know why you're using our bathroom. No one wants to have that conversation. No one is going to single you out. There will be people that will say, sorry, our bathrooms are closed or we don't have a public restroom. But by and large, people are not looking to get in between you and why you need to be sitting or standing at a toilet. You know, I have found also that if you have to use a restroom, especially at like a gas station, and you're nervous about it, if you don't know like if someone's going to approach you, first of all, they're not going to. But second of all, park at one of the pumps because they are going to be under the impression that you're going to be getting fuel and that you're going in to use the restroom and buy something and then go use fuel. I have gone in places and thought, I need to ask to use the restroom. I know that they're going to be doing me the favor because they don't advertise that they have a public restroom. Like it's not sitting there. They're going to have to unlock it. So I've gone so far as to go in and say like, oh, I need to buy a bottle of water. By the way, when I'm done, could I use your restroom? Like I don't have a problem doing that if I think there's going to be an issue. The best public restroom experience by far, like, comes to me immediately and nothing else compares to it. And that was before the spa casino and resort in Palm Springs was renovated. They used to have a buffet there. And where the buffet sat was right in sort of a slot machine area. And off to the sides, they had like, restrooms designated as like men's restrooms, women's restrooms. That's how they were labeled. But to the side between where you exited and came into the gambling area, there was another restroom that was by itself. And when you walked in, it was truly the size of a small bedroom. And you had to actually take at least 8 steps before you got to the toilet that was in the corner. This bathroom was so cold inside, smelled so clean, for some reason never had weird spots of like somebody who like shook it off before they walked away from the toilet. Like there was none of that. It was clean. And we would go there friend after friend after, and we would like, we would eat on a Monday after being there for a weekend. And we were like, okay, we're all going home. Inevitably, everyone would use that bathroom. Not nervous that a stranger was in there before us, only because we were kind of like, well, we were resolved with knowing that like, okay, well, it's my friend's ass. So, I mean, it's probably not going to be that bad. I kind of know where your ass has been. So, you know, I know that you bathe. I know that you're not that much of a stranger. I mean, they're whores, but they're not that filthy. And besides, you're still going to put down like a toilet seat cover and stuff. So that bathroom was gorgeous. I don't think it's there anymore. It might be. I don't know. The resort and casino itself has been renovated. So I don't know if stuff's been moved around. The spa casino and resort or spa resort and casino in Palm Springs, man, the bath, and their regular bathrooms too, the ones that you went in where there were several stalls, they had those kind where you would like latch the door and it would be like sort of like shutters in a way. And they were just, the lighting was correct. It didn't stink. There was plenty of hand soap. Sometimes you just want to go in there and just, I mean, I would say I don't really have to go to the bathroom, but I should try just in case. You never know. You want to see me take a break? I think you want to see me take a break.
After the break, Nicole, Paige, Brooks gets very Delta.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app. Today's guest is the reason the lights went out in Georgia. Please welcome the one and only Nicole Paige Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia.
All the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, Delta, yes. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited you're here. You know, we were on the same wavelength because we have the same color of hair.
Yes, well, I always feel like a little redheaded slut, so I'm either drinking it or wearing it.
Right, yeah, right, you so. Are. And your hair is a custom piece from?
Hollywood Custom Wigs.
Hollywood
you can find
custom
them on
wigs.
Instagram, uh-huh. Twitter. Uh-huh. TikTok, Facebook, Venmo, Cash App.
Well, that's where we are.
Yeah.
We are on all the...
Yes,
all
I said, I need me a Delta Work puff piece because I knew you were going to have you some volume.
But it's weird. We had no idea we were going to be wearing the same color.
No. Because I change a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like you do too. But I'm always back to red.
I always imagine you in like hair with a lot of movement, some length to it, but you can really pull off any hair. This kind of also is like, reminds me of like a modern day Ginger from Gilligan's Island. Your dress, your hair, you know what I mean? Hollywood
I was trying
glamour.
To keep it classy for you.
You keep it classy for everybody.
I don't know what time this airs, but you know what time it is. And I just had to look like this during this time.
Well, you look perfect. You look perfect.
Thank you.
Who is, it's 2023. Who's Nicole Paige Brooks to the world?
Oh, she's a married, traveling woman, just goes places and does things. I mean, I wasn't doing a lot of traveling right after the show because I went home and became a father, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and then my husband that I loves to travel. So it's like, he likes going places. So there's another thing. It's like so different going out of town by yourself. But now I have somebody that goes with me all the time and I really enjoy it so much more. So that's why you see me out and about a lot more.
Right.
And he's also from here, so that's why I'm out in LA a lot.
He is from here.
Yeah, Riverside. Where about?
Yeah, Riverside. Mm-hmm. Riverside. So he knows all the dolls.
Yes.
He knows everyone.
His sister used to do the counter with Mayhem and Morgan at Macy's or something like that.
Yes.
Lacey. I think maybe you, do you know Lacey also?
I'm familiar. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't work there, but I am familiar. It's like the crowd of drag regionally, I feel like. I'm assuming it's the same way in Atlanta, but maybe not. Everyone kind of knows everyone through just maybe even a couple people if they don't know them just through that one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely that way. I've been to Atlanta once before and I performed at, I can't remember the name of the club, The Jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's gone.
It's gone.
All the fun places are gone.
Really?
Yeah. Like the big clubs are gone. Like that we used to go dance to, and then there'd be another room where you go watch drag and you sit down for 30 minutes and then you go back to dancing.
Right.
They don't have that anymore. Like Backstreet 24 Hours was like three levels. You could like change your mind and your mood in like 5 minutes. You know what
I mean?
Wow.
Why do you think that is? What do you think the generation's changing? Or?
It's the internet. I mean, it's the same bullshit everybody always says. It's the internet. They don't have to go anywhere to see anything. That's why whenever you see me online, I never get finished with my drag online. You know what I mean? And I don't really post a lot of videos of me performing because I feel like that's for the people who showed up and got the ticket. You know what I mean? I have a lot of beliefs like you, like that, you know, I just think it's for the person who came, made the effort coming all the way out to see me. I'm not into streaming my show live. And mm-hmm. also my look at the end, I'll hold up my dress while I'm getting ready, but you're not going to see it on. I'm not going to take a picture before I leave my house to show you what I'm wearing.
Right.
I think that's for the person who bought the ticket.
That's you nice. I like that. I like that philosophy. I never really thought of it that way, but I think that is a beautiful way to approach things.
Yeah. I mean, it's great that this is available to everybody everywhere, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I think it is an experience to go out to a club. Like you say, you know, you put on your perfume or your splash or your spray, mm-hmm. whichever one that is. You'll explain it to me, right? And then, you know, it's for the person. It's like they can smell you and touch you and feel you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I enjoy more. It's this. I mean, it's nice to talk to you here, but I like an audience, you know.
Well, we're really similar in a lot of ways when it comes to like the approach to performing, because we do like to be with the crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there really is that moment where you sort of like physically do touch people and you enjoy their presence. You want them to smell you
and
know that you are serious. We take what we do seriously, but not ourselves seriously. Yeah. And we want people to know that. We appreciate them being there.
Yeah.
I always say, like, when I go, like, out of town, sometimes it's hard for me to wrap myself around performing on, like, a main stage where I'm away from everyone. I always feel
it's very hard.
Book me for the club part or, like, the after party.
I'm the same.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be a choreographed dancer. Come on, we know this, you know?
The only choreography is me grabbing money. I'm like, okay, this is where I'm going to start moving and going to get tips.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's pretty much, I mean, if I'm shablamming and hit the ground, something's gone majorly wrong.
I'm not going to get back up.
No.
No,
that's, like, an emergency situation.
Right.
Yeah.
What perfume are you wearing today?
Jean Paul Gaultier.
Of course you are.
Always.
Of course you are. Yeah. You were saying that we were talking about the difference between like body splash and body spray.
Okay, don't understand.
Okay, I know it sounds like complicated because I think maybe.
And
I'd
what
make...
do you mean by body? You mean perfume or Bath and Body Works? This is what I think. I think you're saying a body splash is like Bath and Body Works, and a body spray is a perfume. Maybe?
No, literally, like
one has a spray nozzle.
Do
one
you remember
doesn't.
Back in like? Do you remember like back in like maybe like the 80s or the 90s when people would wear Jean Nattei body splash? You remember that? You're probably too young for it. How old are you? No. You're too young for it. Say that.
I'll be 50 this year. I started doing drag in the 1900s along with you.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
We are similar in age. Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
Another reason you won't see me shablamming. I'm not breaking a hip.
No.
$2.
A body splash is just like, you know, you twist it off and you pour it on and you just splash it on. And the same version would just be in a spray.
Okay, so it is just a...
It's the same fucking thing. It just sounds like it's more complicated.
But you're not a body spray. My husband just knew that you were smelling like orchids, and because you have that orchid. I think he even left a comment on one of your things. You probably smell like orchids and da-da-da. He did something this year. He bought like 10 perfumes and colognes for Christmas. He said that for me. They were all like my name under the tree.
Okay.
I didn't ask for none of that.
You didn't want any of it.
But I mean...
Jean Paul Gaultier
is my girl fragrance. And then I like Issey Miyake as a boy, but I'm not one to go through like and feel like today is something else.
You know, well, that's good. I mean, but that stays focused. You know what you like. I mean, it's easier. And also if somebody's purchasing you a gift, they could just buy you 10 bottles of.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have that's on rotation with my best friend, Susanna. She sends one for Christmas and my birthday.
Okay.
So I'm stocked on Jean Paul.
You're stocked. Yeah. You're set.
Because I'm July baby. So like at Christmas in July, I'm always.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you came here and we were talking about, I was like, Nicole, I feel like you're the person that's going to like set the record straight on so many of the things. Cause you're like, bitch, so many of the shit you bitch about, I already do those.
Okay. Like what? Speaking like, what do you on do? Your, okay. Talking on your speakerphone.
When I'm do you always, do that?
I feel like I'm always doing it, but I think I'm doing it more at home. So my husband can hear me making my plans.
Okay.
You know, so I guess if you're in a relationship, you should speakerphone it. And also, so you're not like, you know, why are you not on speakerphone if you're sitting right next to me and saying, yeah, he's right here. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what your friend said.
Okay.
Okay. And I am.
Are you doing...
If I'm getting your order, I'm also getting your order as I'm driving through the drive-thru, and I have held it over one time.
Why did you do that? Tell me why.
Girl, just because you just tell him you want no pickles, no onion. I'm a, I'm a food person, but I want it a particular way.
What's like a particular
way
you want a
burger? No mustard, onion, or pickle. No mop.
Wait, no mustard, onion, or pickle.
On anything.
On anything.
Don't even put the pickle on my plate. If the juice is like touched my bum, we got to start over from scratch. I'm one of those.
Oh, can you have like lettuce, tomato, and cheese?
Lettuce, tomato, all the other vegetables. I love all that stuff.
Okay. All that other stuff. There's only two things.
Condiments.
There's only two.
Mayonnaise, ketchup, lettuce, tomato.
Okay.
That sounds good. That's on a burger, yeah. And then you can put on an avocado if you're feeling California-y.
Okay.
Yeah. I like condiments. I'm a sauce person. Like, okay. I need extra dressing and like.
Do you
all
dip
that.
Your french fries in ketchup or
mayonnaise.
Ranch or both? Oh, in mayonnaise.
Oh, and I'm like a one on the french fry, like squeeze it on onto the fry. I need that much mayo.
I like that about you.
I want to go eat with you. I heard you talk, but I'm not a buffet person.
You're
I
not?
Heard you talking about that.
A lot of my friends are not. They don't
Salmonella.
Like it. It seems dirty. Yeah. It is dirty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I do like places where you go, can you make me a piece of that? You know? You know, sometimes I'm like, can you just throw that back? Because I'm a temperature issue hoe too.
Oh, tell me about that.
I can't eat if it's like, as soon as it comes out of drive-thru, I'm eating my burger before I get home with your food.
Oh.
Because if it's cold, forget about it. I can't microwave this. I just can't have it. Mm-mm. I think it's because my mother was a restaurant manager, a hotel manager my whole life. So it's like.
Oh, yeah. You would have an expectation.
We would sit down, dissect the menu, and put together a meal we wanted. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. my mom would just be like, go to the kitchen and get it done for us. You know what I mean?
Do you cook?
I do like to cook, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you come to Atlanta, you can stay with me.
I would love to. What's a go-to meal for you? Like,
Well, I like that Tasty app. Do you cook?
Not really. I mean, I can, okay. but I'm lazy.
I like to cook for more than myself. Like, if I'm home for one day and I got one day off, I'm having a dinner party. Okay. It's like so dumb.
Okay.
I'm like, I'll just have the house barely clean enough to have people over. And then I'm like, you know what? Text six people and see who's available. But the Tasty app, you just put in whatever kind of food you like, and they have this lovely Tuscan chicken thing, and I pull it up for you. But anything on the Tasty app, because you just it's so easy, and they have little videos, and I'm dyslexic, so
okay.
videos are helpful, because you'll like, you'll be like, okay, and then you put this into the saucepan, and you saute it, and then you add this, and there'll be a little video of just that part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on to the next video.
And so this app is just like teaches you how to make
shows
a recipe.
Shows you how to make yummy
oh,
food.
Oh, I thought it was like where they send you the ingredients.
No, you still
have to go to the store?
No. Yeah,
oh,
bitch.
Girl, you lost
But you
me.
Have a button. Walmart order. You have a button where you just add it to the Walmart thing. But
oh, okay.
I have most of these foods, though.
You do?
We keep a good refrigerator.
Okay.
Because my husband knows that I like yummy things. So, and I'll go in there and just whip something up. If he says he's hungry, I'm like making a rah-rah grilled cheese with three cheeses and spinach and, you know,
ooh.
Then I'm like, oh, we need tomato soup with this and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, now what about, so you talk on the speakerphone,
mm-hmm.
but would, say you sat down at a restaurant and you were with your friends and it was someone's birthday, would you just put a video on and like ignore everyone and put it full blast and watch?
No, and I have that issue too because people are tagging you all the time, and or sometimes you're being Cash App. Like if you wanted to Cash App me, you'd have to get off the phone right now and go to NPBFAG, Nicole Page Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia, on Venmo or Cash App and send me money. But when you're at a show and you're doing that, I'm like, get off your phone. I'm like, they're like, right. I'm sending you money, bitch. And you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Keep doing that then.
Right.
You know, so no, I'm not, I'm also really bad about posting, you know, while I'm at an event.
Right.
You know? I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't get a single photo yesterday.
Well, I find I do that, too. I was just thinking, whenever I'm with friends, especially not in drag, I always forget to take pictures. And like, you know what? One of us is going to croak soon, and we're not going to have any pictures to prove that we... I mean, of course, we have the memories.
Yeah.
That's the most important part. But you think, like, gosh, we should have documentation of all the good times we have.
Yeah.
But I'm bad about it.
But I remember most of them. But I smoke a lot, so... Memories are fading.
Do you smoke in the form of a joint, a bong?
I like a blunt.
You like a blunt.
Uh-huh. I like to roll a blunt.
I have smoked marijuana before, but I was in college, so that's a long time ago. We're talking like, you know, 20 years ago. Mm. No, my God. It's more than that. 20 years ago. It's like 30 years ago.
Shh. See, I'll be 50 this year.
Jesus.
In July, I turn 50.
Go?
I don't know.
I feel like, do you feel like sometimes, I was talking with someone about this, that sometimes certain instances from Drag Race seem like just the other day,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they feel like a million years ago. Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like I was just on the show. And then like, it was 13, 14 years ago.
How?
We're like OG, like when you had to actually have a drag career to be on the show. You know, there was like one young token queen like Shangela that they were like,
they were going to
be like, make the blow up girl. You know what I mean?
But look how she blew up.
Yeah, she did. She was on my, she showed up with little things on directions on how to do your makeup. And I was like, this bitch, get out of here. I've been doing drag for 15 years.
She had a plan of action.
And I was gone the next day.
That bitch had a, she had a plan of action. I mean, there's nothing you don't see her attached to. And the cool thing about that is that I'm sure for some people, there's opportunities that come up that they're like, I just don't want to do that one. Like to have that kind of career is amazing, to say, now I pick and choose which I want to do, which is, I think, wonderful. Are you a person who loves like Pride season? Do you do a lot of Pride stuff?
It's exhausting, but I get it. You know what I mean? I get the reason for the season. You know what I mean? Right. So for that, I'm very honored to be invited to all of it. Yeah. It's just a huge meet and greet, you know, for a girl like us.
It
is.
You know what I
mean? For girls like us, it's just a large meet and greet that's like uncontained.
Mm-hmm. Do you travel out much for prides, or have you ever traveled out just to enjoy
really
a pride?
I'm not an out-of-town prider because I believe that should go to the local girl. I don't feel, sometimes, you know, the small town, like if you, like Rome, Georgia, like I went and did their first pride, but that's Atlanta, you know, that's Georgia. Like, I don't mind being in my region and being featured, but I also don't think, I mean, if I'm not going to turn down a pride gig, but I really think those, you know, I think that all the LA girls should be here.
Right.
They shouldn't be bringing in New York for your local pride. You know, I find it offensive to the local girls.
I do,
and
too.
And you can bring back the local girls, even some that have gone on to do better things, but even then, you know. But, and also, all these shootings and stuff, I don't, you know, I've become like a holiday stay-at-homer.
Yeah.
You know, because if there's something goes down, I want to be at my home bar.
Right.
Where I know all the exes and they know me. I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to say they're not going to just come protect me first, but, you know, I know all the staff at home.
Right, right.
You know, so I just feel safer. And, you know, just things are always going off now.
I mean, I think there's something special, too, about, like, hanging on to, and I do, hanging on to sort of the identity of being one of the locals, even though we did get to do Drag Race and it's wonderful and we've gotten to see a lot of really great stuff. But when it comes to like this, you know, your local pride, it is also somewhat of a slap in the face when people are brought in, not just as a featured entertainer, but like when you're bringing someone in as the Grand Marshal or something, and you're like, wait a minute, what about
not just us,
but all the other girls that don't have these opportunities or all these other kings or all these other performers?
And I'm not so necessarily concerned about me because I've got the gig, you know what I mean?
Right.
And if I don't, I'm happy to have, you know, I usually do the closing party or the big parade or the opening, you know, I've used one big thing that I'll do. Kids, I used to do all of it and it's just exhausting, but what's that red light mean? It scared me.
A minute. We're going to take a break momentarily.
And now we're going to a break. I think it's insulting to bring in somebody as a huge headliner and then like splash your local entertainers, even the local entertainers that are big headliners, you know what
right
I mean?
And they
that's
get,
what I don't
they
get
nothing. It's like you say, we know it's a numbers game. We understand that. We're not ignorant to that. But what we are bothered by, I think, is just again the idea that like you're not going to elevate any of these entertainers. Like, you're only going to throw them $50 here and there when you know you have all this budget. Like, how about you just scale back that bigger budget and spread a little wealth around?
Oh, yeah. Or there's bars in Atlanta that will cancel the show during Pride because they're going to be too busy.
Wow.
And I'm like, these people are coming in from all over the country to see the local girls.
The flavor.
And you're not going to give them a show? They're like, oh, you can come do a hot spot on a box or something like that. That's not my gig either. They want to come see me host a show.
Right.
Not me pop up on a box for 3 seconds while I try to get $5 from way back in the corner.
And then break your leg for $5.
That, you know, and we're lucky that we don't have to do that kind of stuff, you know?
Right, right.
Or, well, I mean.
Well, we're not going to. Let's take a break.
Coming up, more with Nicole and Delta on the number one destination for entertainment news and fashion trends.
And And we are back with the gorgeous Nicole Paige Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia. There's certain like phrases that people hang on to or remember from Drag Race because it makes them, I think they feel nostalgic about it. And I've heard a million people like phrase their own name, you know, a certain way in that cadence because I feel like it's part of our queer history now. It's really part of the quilt where people say it. Does that feel good to you? Does that feel fun?
It does because it was organic, you know right. what I mean? And it wasn't anything, apparently on my audition video, I said it 100 times. My name is Nicole Paige Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia. And so whenever we got to the show, it really was, Rue would walk in and go, Nicole Paige Brooks. And like, cue me to kind of say it, or anytime I did an interview, they're like, say it like you said it on your, you know. So mm-hmm. they really kind of put that in there, but it was from my audition video.
Okay.
So they say I'm the first one that had a tagline.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so self-serving, but like, you know, I have this glamorized version of the South. Like I have an idea of like, this is what the South is like as someone who has only been there very, very infrequently. I once stayed about 3 days in Savannah. I did a gig there and I worked at the club. And I remember thinking to myself as I went out to eat, took myself out to eat and walked around the square. And I thought, this is very similar to what I expected. Like it really was there, the quirkiness and of some of the people. I thought, wow, this is not like blown up. This is a type, the people here are different and genteel and all of that. But I've always had this dream, and this is, again, I'm sure everyone in Atlanta is like, oh God, one more time. But I always perform that Dixie Carter from The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. It's like one of my favorite things. The show is special to me. Uh-huh. But I'm always like, bitch, I'm going to get booked in Atlanta one time and I'm going to perform it. And they're going to be like, whoa, that was sickening. And then I always think to myself, there's a million queens that know how to lip sync a song. And they have probably all done it and been like, bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up with this number that everybody's been doing. Do people do that a lot there? No.
No.
It's not a thing, huh?
No, there is one queen, Maxine Blue, that I think is known for it.
Okay.
But she's you don't see her a lot very often, you know. Uh-huh.
But if I
got back onto All Stars, I think that might be my tag line when I walk in. Well, Marjorie, just so you know, and one day your children's children will someday know, my name is...
I love that.
Nicole Paige Brooks.
It's time.
Yeah, before I'm 55 and this starts by AARP, RuPaul, what about a senior citizen AARP drag race?
Hey,
senior?
There's plenty.
Yeah.
There's plenty.
Like
there's...
classique yeah. drag race.
How, do you
People
watch...
who will not throw themselves on the ground and break a hip.
Right. Do you watch Drag Race still at all?
Do you I catch do. Anything? I mean, I don't have the MTV, so I watch Pit Stop and Raven does a good review.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that's all I need to see. But if I'm in a hotel and they got MTV and I'm there on a Friday, you know, they do the whole thing right before the show comes on. So.
Right.
But I mean, how do you feel about this cast?
You know what? I like the idea. This is what I've been thinking is... Especially when it comes to like, since the pandemic, so much stuff has become digital, like any commercial, any performance, you know, the show itself, I feel like Drag Race left being a celebration of working drag queens. Like it was, it used to be that, I believe,
yeah.
but it stopped being that. And now that so much of the expectation of drag is like, what can we see from you digitally? I feel like if you don't have that digital footprint, you're really not making a lot of money for advertisers. So I feel like when I see people like there's those the twins that you know they're critiqued quite a bit, but I think because most of their drag was born within that realm, the advertisers are looking in that realm and they're like, we want to see people that can do that. So like if I went into that and I was like, hey, I'm going to make a TikTok video, they would be like. They would probably think to themselves, I'm not going to put words in their mouths, but they would probably think to themselves, like, you don't know how to do this, but we do. And then they might say, but we don't know maybe how to do, you know, 4 or 5 shows in a day when you have like 2 brunches, 3 seatings, go to a night, go to a hotspot, host the bingo. You know, those things, not saying it's any better or any worse. It's just like, I couldn't play in their field. I just couldn't. I wouldn't know how.
Uh-uh. See, like, I was during the pandemic. I did the green screen. I tried to do a... But the only reason I did it was because my child, Modeste Vulgaire, is, you know, young and knows how to push play and record. Right. Otherwise, I couldn't hardly get the thing turned on.
Right.
I think there's something in me that makes electronics break.
That could be.
I, like, if I come to your house and there's... Your TV will go glitching while
your
I'm there.
Your levels are off.
Something's off. But, yeah. So, I can't really do electronics. My phone, turning it off and on, that's it. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, if troubleshooting something, throw it.
Yeah.
And get a new one.
Oh, I do. I'm exactly the same way.
I just don't know. I mean...
And I'm confused when the phone isn't capable of doing something that, in my mind, it should be capable of doing.
Oh, so simple. This is a new phone, so... I don't understand.
What kind of phone is that?
I don't even know. A S10? I'm not an iPhone person. Are you an iPhoner?
That means your messages would be green, wouldn't they?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Leave this couch.
Are you an iPhone? Are
Leave
you in
this
that
room.
Cult? I think
I'm
that's a
kidding.
Cult.
No, it's just
I thought
what
it'd
I'm
be
used
a cult.
To. I think I had what is that? What do they call them?
Android?
Android. I had that a long time ago. I just got used to what I got used to. And honestly, I always, whenever I trade in my phone, they're like, oh, this is the new one. We'll just add it to your bill. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and you're still paying off the one from before,
girl,
right?
Girl, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They get you. Because, and then as soon as a new one comes out,
this one starts breaking.
Right? So my husband is, I won't call him cheap, but he's frugal.
Uh-huh.
But he spends money where, you know, where it needs to be spent. But these are, you know, disposable,
right,
basically. So he gets this is like a refurbished $200, but it's the newest refurbished one.
Right.
And then it's like a refurbished charger case on the back for $10. Why? So I can break a $700 phone?
I freaked out this morning because my phone, like, I put the charger in the car and I was driving to the studio and it said water detected. And I was like, what do you fucking mean water detected? And I didn't realize that I had a water bottle that spilled in my bag, and it wasn't like in there, I don't think, but it was near enough that it was going to be a problem.
No. This is why I brought my phone. I was like, bring your phone up there with you.
Because you had the news.
Because I don't know how to... listen to a podcast. Is it just like on?
You can download a podcast app. Yeah,
I wanted to do that while I was here with you today. Get the
we can
app
do
so
that.
I can listen to your stuff.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because I've only been watching the YouTube stuff. And this neighbor, do we have time or is this a break?
We have nothing but time.
So I don't know if you're following her, or watching the show, but she's got a neighbor who pours her coffee out into the driveway.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, I do that every time I get in the car. Because the thing is, I've got a new coffee in my hand, right? So I need that coffee, that thing.
Why are we friends?
That spot.
Why are we friends?
Listen, I'm not defending her, but I also own my own driveway. I don't have this problem.
So you like ants.
So I'm not shaving.
You didn't shave today.
I didn't shave. You saw the turtleneck. I'm not sharing property, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mind a little culture. And I've got a garden out there. We could use some ants. So anyway, but... Well, I thought of a solution for you.
Okay.
Okay. You get a big trash can.
Okay.
Okay, because y'all share like a middle space.
Uh-huh.
Right at the end of that middle space, you put a big trash can. And on it, you duct tape the word trash.
Uh-huh.
So it's either a message to her to make her feel some type of way about herself, or she'd be like, oh, I can take my cup from my cup holder and throw it in this trash can.
You are.
But either way,
you
will get that trash... calling her trash out of your system. Because I feel like if you would just go like, trash, you would feel better. And I think if you just duct tape the word on a nice silver gray dollar store trash can, it's got to be a nice height so she can see it.
Right.
You know, and put it in your center there at the end.
What if I just started like pouring out my drinks on like there before she did? Or what if I just...
But what do you drink?
Like a water, a Coke.
See, that's
Diet
not
Coke?
Like you said. That doesn't. That's not going to cause anything. But
you know what would be
your
a miss?
Issue is causing. You know, my husband's like, you know what? Because I was telling him, I was telling him how I do everything that you complain about, and he was like, well, but it rains a lot more in Georgia, babe. And I was like, yeah, and it doesn't rain here to wash that off your driveway and stuff.
Right.
But in yours, I'm sure it's covered. I feel like you have a covered carpool.
Yeah,
that
it's
you're
a covered
complaining
carpool.
About.
Yeah.
So yeah, even if it did rain, it still wouldn't get washed out of there. So that. Tossing a liquid into this area, you know, I wouldn't do that in my mother's driveway, but I would do it on out the side in the grass. I guess your complaint. So I think you
what
just
if
get
I
a
just
nice
got
trash
loose
can.
Powder. I just put like a container of loose powder.
Oh, put down like
or rice or something.
No, stuff that like for a hamster cage. Put it all in between.
Yes. What if I got a little fence and I just put it between our parking spots?
Oh, you know what? What about one of those plastic things you put underneath your refrigerator to, like, if it melt defrosts and it catches
yes,
the water?
Yes.
Put that, like,
I'm gonna do that.
A drainage. You know, like one of those drains that you put to draw, get the water to go down to a certain way. You put one of those big black drains down the middle of your thing so she can pour and it could drain out into the.
I love that idea. You're a problem solver.
I'm here to help.
I think you're a problem solver.
I am.
Do you like solving problems?
I just don't really care that much. So I'm like, let's figure this out and move on. You know what I mean? I don't really, nothing really bothers me. I don't really care. Like, you pour your stuff out, I don't care.
Nothing.
You know what I mean?
You.
I don't really think so, except for mustard, onion, or pickle on my food. That is
what
the
do
end
you drink
all.
For a soft drink beverage?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, so it's Coca-Cola. I don't even think we have Pepsi in that town.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I mean, if you do, I think you brought it in from another state.
That's why I should go. Is that where the bottling plant is, or something?
It's where the recipe is at. Like, you can go to Coca-Cola and you can go to the vault, and they will take you all the way to where the recipe is.
Really?
Yeah. It used to have cocaine in it.
Huh.
Like real rah 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 in it. It was like, yeah.
Cocaine.
Was in the actual recipe, I believe, in the beginning, because it was supposed to be like a medicine.
Have you ever had cocaine in your purse?
In my purse?
Yeah. Today?
No. No, you can't do that.
No?
Mm-mm. Like in my own purse?
In your own purse?
No, I don't. We shouldn't do that. Oh, well, I mean, if you Google me, you
see,
know I've had it in my
purse. People answer
if
you,
Google me, you know that. I've had it in my purse. It's possession charge.
Possession.
You can find that online.
Is 9/10 of the law.
Yes, but I didn't have the ex-husband at that time. He had all kinds of stuff.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Girl,
that's a whole
those,
other story.
Yeah.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah.
That's After Dark. That's Untucked.
Untucked.
Unfucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. Well, when you come to L.A., because you come pretty frequently, you do. You try to make time to do that. You usually center it around like a couple of activities or seeing certain people. Is there anything that you do in L.A. that you can't do in Atlanta? Like,
oh, I have to do the Santee Alley. I mean, and then you just walk through there and you're like, how does people not have lovely drag here? I mean, it's right here hanging on a hanger. Yeah. But then I bet everybody kind of wears that drag around here, doesn't it?
I mean, I think a lot of people like source stuff there and then try to like style
it up,
in different
yeah.
ways. But yeah, I mean, the option is definitely there.
I mean, as far as shoes, accessories, there's nothing that you shouldn't have here.
Yeah.
You know?
You have smallish feet for a drag entertainer, especially because you're tall. You would think
I think we're the same size, a 10 and 11 in a boot. Just
yeah.
You like to wear a sock.
Yeah. You like yeah. to wear a sock with it.
A boot, yeah.
Yeah.
Inside of a boot, you don't wear a
no.
What?
You
wear pads and hose and stuff, right?
I need every bit of, like, between the 10 and 11.
Oh.
I need all of it. Yeah. Mm. But you're able to find, like, really cute shoes because if you, like, you... If
I like
you're,
the open-toed.
You do.
See, I got a manicure and a pedicure before I came, but then I thought my toe was dry and it's all fucked up. My big toe's fucked up.
What happened to it?
Well, the polish is fucked up because I guess I didn't let it dry before I put it in the shoe, but don't be zooming in.
Zoom in on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The downtown is fun, definitely for different reasons. Because some people really love sewing, so they're going to find all the fabrics and the notions.
Well, I haven't been to, I've always end up just going straight down the center piece.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you didn't go to the rah-rah jewelry part. You didn't go to the rah-rah fabric section. And I'm just like, oh, I missed all that, but my hands were full by then.
Right.
Oh, I did, my husband was hungry, so we had a, this is a warning. For Santee Alley, don't eat the street food.
Oh, you don't like it?
Oh, no. I ended up in a porta potty for about an hour and a half up on top of a parking garage.
Wow. Oh, and those are brutal. Those are not pretty. Those are not pretty bathrooms.
I almost just threw up a little bit thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
It was horrible.
Did
and
you?
Husband,
was it the kind of bathroom where when you walk in, they charge you and they give you
no,
a couple
squares?
No,
it was squares? A nasty... I was like, where's the bath... Look, we were walking. My husband had just given me a hot dog with some avocado on it. It looked real... You know, I was like, California, let's do this avocado slice. I was the only one who got the avocado. I feel like that was what the problem was.
Mm.
And it was like 10 steps after I swallowed, it was like an implosion inside of me. I was like, I have to go immediately to a restroom or we're going to have a situation in
was
Santee
Was there toilet
Alley.
Paper there?
Yeah.
There
I think
was.
I think that was a search before I made a decision on which one to
right.
commit on.
Because a lot of them don't have any of those.
It had.
It had.
Yeah.
It served. Let's take a break.
Get ready to read me Delta Boots.
And we are back. Okay, this is the part of the podcast where you can really go the fuck off.
Okay.
I mean, because people ask questions and sometimes you're like, baby, why are you still asking a question like that? Even if they've never asked you before, you get the feeling that they know the answer based on the way they're asking
yeah.
it. But some people legitimately don't know.
So have you seen these questions?
I have not. These okay. come mailed to the studio.
You're just such a lady.
We take this out.
I like how you don't have the studio, like it's not marked anymore on the outside.
No, we don't, because we don't want anyone to know
where to mail it to.
Right, so our producer Mark gets these and puts them in a new
pre-wrapped
envelope.
Pre-wraps.
But it is on their stationery.
Does it smell like anything? Do they spray anything on it?
No, but I do. I love to do
that. Do you do that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you a mailing letters? Are you a Christmas card giver?
I have known to be, but this year I didn't do Christmas cards and I was kind of mad at myself.
I just like, I can't do it. I got to be green. When you have a child in the world, you just got to think, what a waste of stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, keep, okay, hey, what's your letter?
Okay. Dear Delta and cordial guest.
Cordial. Mm-hmm.
I'm a longtime watcher, first time writer, and I would love to see a video of your cool cats on the show. What are the cutest things that your cats do, and how are your cats naughty? What are the most very Delta things that your cats do? What do you feed your cats? Thanks in advance, Robin. Well,
can we just call our cat lady Robin? But and she's a bird.
She's a bird. My cats really are not particularly interesting. They are. I have a black cat named Cha-Cha. And I have an orange cat named Tango, and they are, they like to nap. They like to go nibble at food here and there. Tango likes to let me take pictures of him. Cha-Cha doesn't particularly like it, although she should because she's very beautiful. Do you have pets?
I have a cat and a dog. The cat's outside and came with the house.
What's
there was
the cat's name?
A red cat that we called Red. But
that's
then
creative.
This my husband, I think, wanted to call it Garfield or something kill like that. I'm like, I'm not screaming Garfield out in the yard.
Okay.
But anyway, so then this big white fluffy cat showed up, so we'd be calling her Big Fluffy, and my friend Susanna, who also does the perfume for me, sends cat food because I'm not a cat person to say I'm a dog person. Okay. She got the food on the rotation. And then my husband got an automatic feeder. And so I really don't have to do anything but go out there and I have a brush and I brush her and she loves other. And if you don't brush her, then she'll come over and she'll like knock the brush off the nook.
Okay.
She's very like that way. But I think she ran the other cat off. I think the other cat brought her over one time. It's like, I'm being fed like this over here. And then that was the end of that other cat. So, and we call her Big Fluffy, but a neighbor walked by and said, I see David's over here with you. I'm like, David? Who's that? That's the cat. I named David. I'm like, it's a boy? I was like, have you taken it to the vet? And he's like, yeah, I took it to the vet. I was like, because I was going to take this outside cat. I want to get some shots.
Right.
But so apparently she's a boy, but whatever.
She's a boy.
I'm fine with calling her Big Fluffy.
What about the dog?
That's Lucy. And my mother only has Cocker Spaniels.
Oh, okay, specifically.
Yes. Yeah, so my sister asked for a cat, and my mom got her a Cocker Spaniel.
how did that happen?
It didn't go over well. So anyway, my mom was like, I gotta get rid of this dog. Da, 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 da. And she paid like $500 for it. You know, somebody was selling out on the street, and she was like, she had to have it for my sister. So anyway, so we were like, well, let us take this dog until you're, because her dog's getting senior years, and we'll raise it, foster it until you're ready for her. She'll be calm by the time you're ready for her. So we're kind of fostering Lucy. So that's the plan. My husband wants to go ahead and get another dog already while we have this one so we can keep it because my mom doesn't think we're going to give Lucy back. But I'm like, we're giving this dog back. Because we made it all snuggly and lovey. The dog my mom has now was a kennel dog, a breeder. And, you know, so it's not real lovey. It just, like, lays around, doesn't want to be cuddled. So we made this one real snuggly for my mom. So later on, it will be like a lap dog for her.
Would you ever have, like, a big dog?
I don't want anything that could take me out. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to kick you across the room if you start to go batshit. You know what
I
mean? I'm not big waking up to something like this over me that's hungry. And I didn't feed it because I drank too much the night before. I'm not having that. You know, you you nipping at my feet, maybe. Get the fuck out.
I always want a big dog because I feel like if people like came to the door and heard like, you know.
Yeah, but can you get a recording?
What's that?
A recording.
Woof, 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 woof.
roof.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you could do that, but also
your TV
just so
would
lovable.
Do it. Just play loud dogs on, like, Google a loud dog on YouTube.
Why are you always solving problems?
That's what I'm here for.
Always solving problems.
Solving
always.
Problems.
I love that.
Did I tell you that I got this wig from Hollywood Custom Wigs?
All right, so ready for another letter?
Yeah, we answered that one, didn't we?
We sure did. Let's see.
It's in your purse?
It is in this pocketbook handbag here. Mark does this.
Makes them, hides them in different bags.
Sometimes they are in inside things.
Oh.
You just never know. Okay.
Keeps it fresh.
What we got. Hi, Delta. What do you dream about when you're sleeping in your Jacqueline Smith bedding? What are your most memorable dreams? I dream about Very Delta every Saturday night before it premieres on Mom Plus. Love, Very Donna. I know that I dream. I don't always remember all of my dreams, but I have had a dream that I think could be fully analyzed and probably means, you know how like when they say like, when you get like tarot cards done or whatever and people say like, well, that doesn't necessarily mean death. It means the end to something or whatever. So I feel like there's probably something that could be analyzed in this. But for all my life, I've always had a dream, at least as long as I've been an adult, I've had a dream that I crashed my car off of a bridge into water, but it's not very deep water. So I crash and I'm just sitting there and like I can see out of it. So it's like a little shallow waterway.
And but you enough land that the and live?
Enough that the car's fucked up and has to be pulled out. So in the dream, I always like just open the door and swim to the shore. And I just sit there and I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? And no one's around. It's always at night. It's always in kind of like a quiet area where maybe one or two cars might come by every hour or so. But I realized like I have no way of fixing this. The phone is now in the water. I guess I've only really recently thought about the phone aspect.
Yeah, it's probably been added to the dream over the years.
I think so. Or I've never considered that when I think about the dream. But in the dream, I have no access to call anyone.
Yeah. And you're like, alone.
Isn't that weird?
At the bottom of a ravine in shallow water.
Yeah, it's like deep. It's deep enough that the car is submerged.
So there's water in the car, but you're not going
to
drown.
Yeah, like the car cannot be fixed.
So when you get out, you like to hear in the water.
Yeah, like I can get to the shore.
Yeah.
Do you dream a lot, or do you dream a certain way?
I don't know. I'm a good sleeper.
Okay.
So like I'm not a tosser and a turner. I'm not like, oh, you woke me up because you rolled over. I don't do all that. But that going off a bridge is like my worst thing. Like here in here, Miss Thing told me she lives like literally the street is on a fault line. I don't know how you can know that your street is on a fault line, but she told me her building's on the fault line. So you know how I slept. Like where's your escape route? Like literally it was like,
how would we?
No, and her, I found both ways to get in and out of that place. But anyway, the bridge is here. Mm-hmm. Earthquakes. So I was literally in a tunnel that I felt like there was cars underneath me today, and over me.
Yeah, probably
in a tunnel with like cars stuck in front of me and behind me, and I thought I was going to die. This wasn't a dream. This happened today. I was like, literally, as if this doesn't go, if we don't go soon, I'm gonna have to get out of this car and walk out of here
and die.
I was just so scared. I just knew that there was gonna be an earthquake this second while I'm under here on top of other. So right. I'm gonna fall, get squished, be trapped.
Right.
Oh my God.
I have this. It's not a dream, but like when you were talking about the bridges, like I have a bit of a fear. Remember we were talking about the main stage of performing somewhere? Mm-hmm. So there's always that moment where people come up to tip and you like kind of kneel down because you're like, oh, thank you. Or you want to greet them or whatever. I have this fear that I'm going to topple over because here's what I don't think a lot of people quite get, that because I'm a big person and all of my weight is already forward. If I put on a really high shoe, that pushes me even more forward. So then I have to pull back. But I don't have any kind of abdominal muscles. So I would start sweating because I'm like, what muscle
You're not
control?
A squatter?
What do you mean?
I'm a squatter. I'm not a lean
like
over.
Sexually?
I'm not a leany over. I squat.
Sexually?
You know, you like squat.
Oh,
and
like
go down.
No, no,
as
yeah,
a squat.
That can happen
I'm a squatter
too.
Because I don't. I don't want my face and everything falling forward right. at the person.
Oh, I don't have a choice. It's going to fall forward like, and it won't come back up. That's the problem.
You know, we're at a certain age where it's like, you know, right. the wig's got half my face in it in the right. back of it. So
yeah, that's my thing is like...
toppling over into the crowd.
I feel like I'm going... Or people are going to look up and be like, whoa, Jesus
See,
Christ,
I always
don't fall.
Think I'm
going to
fall.
I think that, right? So whenever I'm on like a performance space where there's like a runway that goes out into the audience, I always think like... Oh, Jesus. Like, I'm taking up both sides of this, and if I fucking turn the wrong way, boom.
You don't test before you go out?
Yeah,
I am.
But all the sounds and the reverberation.
I don't care if there's full sound check going on and there's a full another thing. I've got to walk it in my shoes.
You're going to walk
I'm
in
like,
your shoes.
I'm going to I got a second right now. I can sneak out there real quick.
Will you put the socks on with the boots? If you're
gonna... Oh, yeah, I'll scoot out there. Got to scoot. You got to see where the creases are, and look, I'll get to the end and do a little hop in the air, make sure that I feel like it's not going to weeble wobble and fall
How
down.
Would you do it like this? Hop mm-hmm. in the air?
This is, you know, that's my choreography. I walk to the end, two couple yeah. jumps. Y'all jump with me. Woo-hoo.
A couple jumps.
Woo-hoo.
You are fucking...
Do you do some jumps in your choreo?
I do not.
You don't jump?
I do not.
It gets the crowd, girl. They think, bitch, she almost did a cartwheel.
Mm-hmm. I don't do enough. I do as
you
little.
Do fake, you know, fake splits and stuff like some people I've seen. Go,
in my dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Dreams.
Oh, in your dreams, you're a gymnast.
In my dreams. Yeah, I do. This is so fun. I mean, I could sit here for hours with you because.
But we got to give up the main stage.
I know. We have to. I could sit here for hours with you because honestly, the more I like break down some of these questions, I realize like you are a problem solver.
You know, I'm the final child in an alcoholic family. So they say that okay. there's like an actor outer, a perfect kid, and then like the problem solver. It's
right.
like I walk into the room like, okay, she's mad at her, he's mad at them. Let's make a joke here and get everything going. So I mean, it's helped me in my adult life because I could do it with a room, you know?
Right.
So I think that's what it is. And I also just want to get it done.
Well, it also must help you as a parent. I mean, yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm a resolver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having
me. This is so much fun. If you'd like to send a letter to be answered on the show, email me at readmedelta@gmail.com. That is basically all the time we have.
And if you'd like to follow me, you have to follow me on the Nicole Paige Brooks on Instagram because I've been hacked. Thank you for asking, Delta.
I was getting to that.
And all my social media is the Nicole Paige Brooks now, I think. And my Cash App and Venmo is NPBFHE.
She has all of it. You don't even have to ask her. She comes to the show prepared. She wants you to contact
And you can catch
her?
Me all over the place. I'm going to be in the UK in June. I'm going to be
what
in
are you doing
Texas.
There?
I do a little tour with Funny Boys.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got a little 5 days. They do like 5 days every year for me. Yeah. And then I'll be out here in LA, Texas, Fort Worth. I'm about to leave here and go to Florida.
Nice.
St. Patrick's Day, Cincinnati. Something else.
You have it all.
I've got plans.
You have it all. I love that. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us real quick one more time. Why? What about when you have like a place where you cook your own food? Well, how do you feel about that?
No, I do not fondue because you know it's all gargling and boiling and splat. There's a no.
You don't do that. And you I want don't somebody
cook,
to wait
I know,
on
if
you.
I'm going to cook my own food, I'm going to be in my kitchen where I know how everything works.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. And then. What about those places where you go and you pick out all the ingredients and then you throw it into a wok? I don't know what any of that stuff is.
Yeah, you do.
Just tell me what is a set thing already. This is done. Girl, I have gone to one of those places where you mix all your stuff up and I've had to take it up and like, can I try something else? They're like, this motherfucker.
It happens that way.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to Very Delta. You can now search for Very Delta on your podcast apps. We come out every Monday, and you can find us here on the Mom Podcasts YouTube channel. And also a special hello to everyone watching the show on YouTube. We love you. We appreciate you. Keep commenting. Keep sharing because it means the most to us. Also, you know what's Very Delta? Subscribing to Mom Podcasts so you don't miss an episode. You can send all of your questions also to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram. And one more time, where can everyone find you on social media?
On Instagram, I'm the Nicole Paige Brooks. On TikTok, I'm the Nicole Paige Brooks. On Twitter, I'm Nicole Paige Brooks. Uh-huh. What else is there? Facebook, Nicole Paige Brooks. Mm-hmm. Venmo and Cash App, NPBFAG.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, Nicole Paige Brooks.
N P MPG.
MPB.
NPB. And then hyphen.
No hyphen. FAG. Nicole Page Brooks Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, I thought it was, never mind.
What'd you thought it was?
I thought it was like homosexual.
No, I did too. The first time I saw it. The people on TikTok, on Reddit made that up. And I was like, why are they calling me a fag on Reddit?
Make it up. You told them.
They're like, no, it's your acronyms. I'm like, oh, thanks for that.
you can also follow me on Instagram and now dedicated socials for the show at Very Delta on Instagram and TikTok for clips and updates and everything about the podcast. Thank you so much for watching. We will be here next week with another episode. But until then, keep things very Delta.
On the next episode, bitch, it's Darian Lake.
What's the word that you say in the beginning of your opening and stuff that I'm just like, let me look this fucking word up. She can't just say like, you know.
Extemporaneously.
Yes,
That's a fun word.
Off the cuff, right? That means off the cuff?
Extemporaneously has several meanings. One is gorgeous and beautiful only.
Okay.
Thin.
Okay.
Is extemporaneous.
Yeah.
Also, it has a lot to do with the postal service.
This episode of Very Delta was brought to you by Orange Diamond, the official emoji of the Very Delta Show.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margo Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.